Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Howie Lim. Now, JobStreet, Asia's leading online jobs portal, recently released some interesting findings from the study Decoding Global Career Shifts. The report focused on the risks to different job categories, retraining workers, and how receptive they are to it. For more insights, we speak to Chew Siew Mee, country manager for JobStreet Singapore. Siew Mee, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start with a broader picture, how the pandemic has impacted Singapore's employment scene.
COVID has definitely impacted our employment scene. So just like looking at our recent survey, one in five, around 20% of the candidates were laid off or asked to reduce their hours of work. So this number alone looks big. However, it has improved from the peak of COVID. So just imagine, when we go deeper, we realize that the hardest hit were the candidates without formal education, as well as the aging workforce, what we call as mature workers. Next, those from specific vertical industries, such as travel and tourism, retail, so on and so forth, they were highly distressed as well.
What about automation? Even before the pandemic, talk of automation caused workers to feel threatened. How do they perceive automation now?
In that context, in fact, fear of automation is real because our findings showed that around 60% of the candidates in Singapore, they have become more concerned today than before. This is because pandemic has significantly accelerated digital transformation. Many are so worried that their roles will be replaced by technology and they may not have the right skill set to work alongside machines, so on and so forth. And that has triggered fears that they will be left behind by automation. And based on our finding as well, the increased concern is especially common for those without formal education, as well as candidates involved in manual work, repetitive tasks, because those are the roles that is very vulnerable to COVID-19.
Have you seen more of them decide to embrace lifelong learning, upskilling, for example? That's the rhetoric coming out of the government. Have their mindsets changed, so to speak?
In a way, pandemic has accelerated a lot of changes, not just on the technology front, but also in terms of mindset. So maybe let me share with you some of the findings as well, especially pertaining to the learning approaches here locally. So when it comes to upskilling, in fact, we realize that on-the-job training has always topped the list. And it doesn't come with surprise at all for all of us, because with proper coaching and guidance, employees get to put what they have learned into practice. And this is the primary journey for development. Above and beyond, we also realize that learning itself has evolved. So more than ever, online learning has been gaining ground. So just imagine, talking about how people embrace learning, one in two, around 50% of our survey respondents in Singapore are leveraging on online educational institutions for learning and upskilling. So with that in mind, knowing that they are keen to learn, knowing that they are well aware what needs to be done, so JobStreet, we would like to provide more online opportunities for our candidates as well. That means JobStreet will be offering complimentary online certified professional courses to help our candidates to upskill. So what the candidate needs to do, just visit our virtual career fair from 14th to 23rd of June, or visit our website to register to claim their free courses. And all these free courses has a lot to do with the future of work.
Let's talk about, Siew Mee, the different age groups. Earlier, you talked about the more vulnerable groups, which happen to be perhaps no formal education and older workers as well. So what do different age groups need to do to navigate this new world of work?
When it comes to new world of work, let us envision, what will the future look like? In fact, the new world of work is about automation, as we are all aware. It is about machine learning, AI, and robots as well. So it's clearly a race against machine. That also means we need to learn how to work side by side with technology and tools. So come to your question, right, when we talk about navigating the new world. So in general, we expect the mature workers tend to be more concerned than the younger generation. So we thought these are some of the perspectives in the society. However, the survey tells us otherwise, because regardless of age group, everyone was equally bothered and concerned. Fortunately, majority of them come with high level of adaptability. So again, we talk from the data standpoint. Just imagine more than half, around 50% of the survey respondents are keen to be retrained to other job roles. And above and beyond, around 1 in 2 of the survey respondents, they spend significant amount of time on learning, especially with mature workers topping the list. So it's so pleasing to know that many are taking responsibility, many are changing their mindset, especially during the tough time like the pandemic. So all in all, there isn't an easy way out. So over here, we are talking about lifelong learning.
We're speaking with Chew Siew Mee, Country Manager for Job Street Singapore. Siew Mee, let's talk about then the preferred job roles when candidates make a career change. Sometimes it's inevitable that it has to happen. You maybe spent 20 years in a particular sector, but you've had to switch roles. What are some of the roles that they prefer?
When we talk about switching role, it's only common for all of us to do that today, knowing that some of the jobs will be made obsolete and some of the new roles will be created, so on and so forth. So in that context, moving from one sector to another, there are some preferred job roles. So all these roles, when we realized and analyze that, they have a lot to do with the future of work. So like, for example, the top 3 desired job roles for candidates are, first of all, digitization, automation. Next, IT and tech roles, as well as healthcare and medicine. So in a nutshell, I think this is fully understandable because those jobs are in high demand today.
So here's the key question though, Siew Mee. Obviously coming as a Gen Xer, I ask you, is the university degree still necessary and important?
I think as we are all aware, as a matter of fact, like it or not, degree will continue to remain relevant. Therefore, we see a lot of people, be it parents or children, they're working so hard to get to their degree courses and so forth. So, but in a nutshell, based on our observation, the entry to the workforce is one thing. Gaining their career progression is another thing. Mm. For example, the degree alone, right, today won't be able to sustain candidates' resume in the longer run. In the longer term, candidates need to build the relevant skills for them to remain employable. Like for example, employers today, they prioritize skills over education. Like just imagine, right? What matters most to employers today is not just about computer science degree. Most importantly, it is about how well we can think and how well someone can code. So that is more meaningful to the organization. So in a nutshell, it means the future of work has a lot to do with the right skill set for the right job.
Also, what do you make of the International Labour Organization's findings that global employment won't recover until 2023? Should we be concerned here in Singapore?
Yeah, I think there are mixed sentiments over here. So let me explain further. In a nutshell, I think pandemic has indeed hit the global employment very badly. I think none of us are not aware about that. So, but relatively speaking, Singapore is perhaps better prepared than many other countries when it comes to dealing with challenges of pandemic. So look at our job market. Our job market stays on the recovery track today. For example, the number of job postings on Job Street has improved by double as compared to the circuit breaker period. Today, we have more than 60,000 job opportunities on our website. However, if you look at another front, looking at our unemployment rate, in April, it was about 2.9%, and this is still much higher than that of 2.1% during pre-COVID. So what does it mean? It means it will still take a while before we can get back to full recovery. As to when Singapore can fully recover, I think it will largely depend on how pandemic might play out globally.
Thank you so much for your time, Siew Mee, and your insights. Please stay safe.
Thank you, Harvey.
Chew Siew Mee, Country Manager for Job Street Singapore. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.